Thank you very much. Okay, so once again, it's the Or Gedal Yahu, Rosh HaYeshiva of Torah V'Das. And these were Divrei Torah that he said in his yeshiva, later on recorded into Sforim. And he has one chelak of his Sforim, which is on Moadim, which means Yom Tovim. And that's the section we're going to be learning from this morning. A lot of what Rav Gedal Yeshua wrote is based on Sifrei Chassidus. The majority of what he wrote is based on Sifrei Chassidus as well. Okay, so this is about the first Luchos and the second Luchos and a comparison that's between them. So in the middle of the front page there, where the letter Aleph is, it says, Hadarga Shel Luchos HaRishonos. The level, darga means madrega, of the first luchos. Do we have the, here's a photocopy of Dory over here. Would you mind putting it on the back table there, Dory, by you? That way women can grab when they come in. Thank you. Kasiv, it says in the Torah, v'haluchos ma'asei elokim heima, v'hamichtav michtav elokim hu, charus al haluchos. So this is a pasuk. Quote, this is talking about the first luchos, what we're going to call luchos rishonos. And the luchos were the work of Hashem, Maaseh Elokim, he made them. And the writing was the writing of Elokim, of Hashem, he wrote them. So that means he shaped the luchos, and he wrote the letters of the Aseres HaDibros. Charus, al haluchos, charus means engraved onto the tablets. So they were engraved into the tablets, and as we know from our Chachamim, it went all the way through on both sides, and miraculously you could read it from both sides. V'dorshu chazal be'eruvin. The Chachamim have a drasha on this word charus, which means engraved. Al tikri charus ela cherus. Don't read this to mean charus, engraved, but rather cherus, which means freedom. Right, same letters. Ches, Resh, Vav, Saf. So don't say charus, engraved, say cherus. That's a drusher. They're not changing, obviously. The pasuk, they're darshaning it. V'chein amru. And they said, so what is this cherus about? What kind of freedom is this? Cherus mi yetzer hara, umi malach hamavis. Freedom from the yetzer hara, freedom from the angel of death. That's what the Jewish people experienced. And that's what was given to us at Matan Torah. We became free of the Yetzer Hara and free of the angel of death. As we have learned before, we return to the level of Adam Kodam HaChet, Adam before the sin, at Har Sinai. V'tzrichim l'daski b'chol mokom shematzinu b'chazal sh'amru al tikri. So we have to understand this, because anytime you find this type of drasha from our Chachamim, when it says, don't read it like this, read it like that, it's that format of a drasha. Yesh la hadrasha shaychus le'etzem pirush ha-pasuk. He says there's a rule here, that the drasha has an actual connection to the original word. So when it says, don't say chorus, say cherus, which means freedom, but the format of the drasha is really hinting to us that there's a connection between these two words, charus and cherus. So they're not saying, set aside the first word and come on to the second one. What they're really saying is, here's another meaning because these words are connected, charus and cherus. U'kamoshe ha'arich b'davor hazeh b'shlo ha'kadosh, and he says this concept in the name of the Shla. Veino yotzei legamrei mitoch peshuto shel mikra. So we're not completely setting aside the pshat level of the pasuk. There's a connection between the pshat and the drasha. V'yesh lahadrasha hazeh shel cherus mi'etzer hara, shaychus v'kesher. So this drasha of being free from the yetzer hara has a shaychus and a connection l'haperush ha-pashut shel charus al haluchos, to the simple meaning of being engraved on the tablets. V'hadover yisbo'er mitoch bir inyan shel haluchos harishonos bichla. And we will explain this by elaborating on what these luchos really were. And now he's going to get into that. Matsinu, we find Sha'amru Chazal, that Chachamim said, Hanashama beguf ka'azkora bigavilin. The soul in the body is like the Shem Hashem on parchment. The word azkora here means Shem Hashem. Sometimes you find that. So it says azkora, which means to mention, but it really means here the Shem Hashem. And gevilin is the same thing as klaf. Practically speaking, it means parchment. So the Chachamim say the neshama in the body is like the name of Hashem on parchment. So what does that mean? Ki haksav dome laha neshama. The writing is similar to the soul. Hachius v'hakedusha shel haguf, which is the very life force and the holiness of the body. V'haluchos v'hakesav hayu kamo haguf v'haneshama. So the luchos, the commandments, now we're going to the commandments as opposed to the klaf, the parchment. The commandments and the writing that was on them, the tablets and the writing, were also like body and soul. So he's saying here, when God gave us the luchos rishonos, the writing of the letters on the tablets, on the luchos, that's like the neshama, and the luchos themselves is like the guf. Ukasiv, and what does it say by the first luchos? V'haluchos ma'ase Elokim, that these tablets were made by God. God crafted, he shaped the stone. What does that represent? Shagam haguf shel haluchos hayu ma'ase Elokim. Even the goof aspect of the luchos was made by God. Ki or ha'neshama hoya meir toch haguf. The light of the neshama, which is the letters on the luchos, it shone completely into the body, meaning into the tablets. V'gam haguf nisa'ale lihiyos echad im ha'neshama, so that the body was elevated to be one with the soul, the tablets become one with the writing. V'zehu ha'perush chorus al haluchos. So that's the meaning here of the pshat level of the pasuk, engraved on the tablets, chorus al haluchos, or hakasav, that the light of the letters of the Ten Commandments, meyer toch haluchos, it shone into the tablets, me'ever le'ever, from one side to the next. The light of the ksav shone all the way through, belishum chatzitza, without any interruption. V'zeho yehadarga shel haluchos harishonos. This was the level of the first luchos, shehaguf v'haneshama hayu ma'ase Elokim, that both the body and the soul, which means the luchos and the writing, were both from God. Now he's going to make this parallel between the luchos and us. Because what the Or Gedaliah is going to say here, one of the profound things he says here, is that the luchos were a replica of us. That whatever they represented and their level, that's where we were at too. So the luchos have a body and a soul, the tablets and the writing. We also have a body and a soul, a guf and a neshama. And the idea here that the letters of the tablets shone all the way through, completely illuminated them, that has a direct parallel in us. And that's what he's going to say next. Uklal Yisroel, Ba'oso Maimed, the Jewish people at that great event, Hayu Ba'oso Hadarga, we were also on that level of this very powerful connection between Guf and Neshama. Ki haluchos nitnu lefi hadarga shabo amdu klal Yisrael. That's a good line to underline. That's the premise here. That the luchos were given according to the level of the Jewish people. So the level we were at Har Sinai, when we came back to Adam Kodem Hache, the luchos matched our level. Ukamosha guf haluchos hoya echad ima neshama haksav. Just as with the tablets, they became one with the writing, their soul. Kein gufam shel klal Yisrael, so too the body of the Jewish people at Har Sinai, nizdakechu, became purely purified. That word is like zach, nisdakhu, they became purified, v'nasu echad im nishmasam, and our bodies and our souls united, they joined. Now we have this separation between guf and neshama. But at that time, at Har Sinai, it was all one. They merged. V'chein matzinu b'sifri. And so too, we find in the Sifri, this is a drasha in Parshas Ha'azinu, v'kach choya Rebbe Simoi Omer. And this is what Rebbe Simoi said, kol habriyo shenivru min hashamayim, nafsham v'gufa min hashamayim. This is now a broad general statement, not specific to what we're talking about. Broad statement. Rebbe Simoi says, all creations of the heaven, all spiritual creations, their soul and their body are spiritual, come from heaven. Of course, that means it's a different kind of body. But they're saying that all spiritual creations, both body and soul, are heavenly. V'chol, however, all brios, next page. Did I skip a page or no? V'chol brios and all the continuation there should be all the creations of the earth. They have a body from the earth and their soul is from heaven. That means us. Lefikach asa Adam Torah. That does not quite fit together. I'm sorry. Do you have that as the next page when I'm reading it? Okay, fine. Lefikach asa Adam Torah v'asa ratzon aviv shabashamayim. Therefore, if a person keeps the Torah and he does the will of Hashem in heaven, harehu kibiryo shomala, then we become like heavenly creatures, heavenly creations. Shenamar, as it says, a pasuk, ani amarti Elohim atem uvene elyon kulchem. I said that you are godly, and you are children from on high, all of you. So it's possible for a person to reach such a level where kivyachol, their body is from the heavens. And that's what we were like at Har Sinai. That's what our guf was like. It was that pure and holy that the neshama and the guf merged like they did with the luchos. Ad kan. End quote from the Midrash. Harei. Shakol hachiluk bein adam lamalach, that the distinction between a person and a malach is, ki malach gufo v'nishmaso min hashamayim. A malach, its body and its soul comes from heaven. V'adam gufo min ha'oretz, where a person, our body is here from the earth. U'be'es matan Torah, but at matan Torah, nisalu gufan lihiyos ke gufan shol malachim. Our body became like a malach. That's how high we were. Shehoya ur ha-neshama meir toch ha-guf. And the light of our soul illuminated our body completely. Ad shena'aseh gufan shel Yisroel echad im nishmasan. To the extent that our guf and our neshama merged. U'kedargas haluchos shehoyu ma'aseh elokim. Which was the exact parallel to the first luchos that God made. All right, so summation. The first luchos, the Torah says, God made the tablets and he also did the writing. The luchos represents the body, the writing represents the soul, the neshama. Just like with the first luchos, the letters shone through them and they completely merged, so too, that's how we were. Our body was so lofty that our neshama was shining through it, and that's the parallel between the guf and the neshama and the luchos and the ksav. So everything is consistent at that level, but that's luchos rishonos, right? That's the first luchos. And in a minute, we'll see luchos shnios. Yeah, Regina, please.
You say here that all spiritual creations, is that
man? All spiritual creations refers to malachim. Yeah, which a heavenly body and soul. Yeah. So the word body there, I try to just allude to that. The word body there has to be defined because when we say body, we're talking about this, right? Basar v'dam, flesh and blood. That's what we mean by body. But there's an idea of a container and the light that's in the container, that's a body and a soul type of idea. That exists in a spiritual form. So the goof of the malach, so to speak, what we would call its body, the container for its life, its body comes from heaven, its life comes from heaven, it's all heavenly. Right? Animals are all earthly, but a person has both. Body from the earth, neshama from shemayim. No, all spiritual creations, right. Mm-hmm. Yes, please, Elka.
Sure. Before they received the glucose, this whole thing was happening. They're on this level, the bodies.
Yes. Now, I don't know if it's before, simultaneous, I'm not sure, but when they get to Matan Torah, they're at this level. They're at this level. So the luchos are given to them, they and the luchos are equal. Did that level, let's say, climax when they got the luchos, and now it's completely the same, and they're gradually working their way up to almost there, then they get the luchos and they're there, or were they already matched? So that precise, I'm not sure. But when they got the luchos, for sure, they were at the same type of level.
And they that's when they also understood their prophecy at that point.
Yes. They understood they were at Naveen. They understood they were in a state of revelation unlike any other, similar to the Madreg of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mephorshim say. They were at the level of Adam Kodem Achet. They would certainly be aware of their Madrega, for sure.
So, I'm sorry. Just
please. One. Yeah.
So,
yes, it's really interesting that you say that because the Sfas Emes writes in a Maamar in Shavuos that when we received the Torah, it wasn't just that we heard the words, Anochi Hashem Elokech, I am Hashem your God, Elokechem who took Ad Mitzrayim. It was more than that. The meaning of those words was revealed to us. The reality that Hashem, I am your God, that was revealed to us. It's not just that, we heard the words in a prophecy. We perceived the meaning of the words. So God revealed himself. And the revelation of himself was, Anochi Hashem Elokim, I'm Hashem your God, who took God of Mitzrayim, etc. And then he adds to that, and I think this is what you were alluding to, Elka, that we also perceived at that same moment, as part of Matan Torah, the godliness which is inside of us. And that means every person's own individual chelek in Torah and our contribution to the world and how the world really runs on that. The world runs on how Klal Yisroel operates in the world, performs in the world. So we got Hashem's revelation, that what that means to us personally, that godliness, elokis, within us, and had the role we play, that was all part of the experience of Matan Torah. So that kind of changes it a little bit. It's as mighty as it sounds that we receive these words, these Ten Commandments, and its prophecy, but I think this even puts it into a different kind of experience. Thank you. Yes, Mira, please. Right.
Divine revelation. And then Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to receive the luchos, and he came down Shavasar B'Tamas, and they were not
and he broke
at the level, and they were broken.
Right. That's correct. We did not actually get those luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu did. So the revelation, and then he broke them when he saw the ego. So we didn't get them. But when Moshe received them at Har Sinai, right, Moshe and us, that's one. He's our leader.
That's
so we got,
days.
Yeah, he got he got those luchos when actually during the course of that 40 days the luchos came to him, I don't know. It's somewhere in there. But he did get them, and that means we got them because he's one of us. Moshe Rabbeinu is one of us. But we did get the revelation of what the luchos mean, you know, the content of the luchos, the actual revelation from Hashem, that we got. That was Maimon Har Sinai. The tablets themselves never made it. Yeah. Dori, please. Correct. Right. It's general terminology. It is confusing. It's general terminology, and it really means their life. Their neshama means their life force, the life that God gives to them. He's calling it a neshama. Because a neshama, you are correct, the Ramchal says this in the Derech Hashem, the neshama is a different spiritual creation than a malach. They're not the same thing. So when he says guf and neshama in the angelic realm, he's talking in general about their ability to contain their light and their light. He's calling that guf and neshama. Yeah. Okay. We'll go a little further there. Gemara Shabbos says, Omar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, B'sho'a shehikdimu Yisrael na'ase l'nishma. When the Jewish people said first Nasa and then Nishma, Yotzasa Baskol v'amra lahen, a Baskol came out and said, Mi gila labanai raz zeh. Who revealed this secret to my children? Hashem said, Shemalachi hashores mishtam shin bo, that the angels on high say this Nasa v'nishma type of statement. How do you see that, Dixiv? It says, Borchu Hashem alachav, blessed Hashem His angels, Gibore Koach Ose Devara, they're powerful, and it says Ose Devara, they do His word, that's first, and then it says Lishmoa Bekol Devaro, and then they hear His words. Same format, Ose Shomea, do hear. That's the same idea as Nasa V'nishma. So what does that mean? Bereisha ose, first they do, v'hodar lishmoa, and then they hear. Arkan. Inyan amirasam na'aseh. What does this mean that the angels, the malachim, say na'aseh, we will do? Mora al hachonas haguf, la'asos ritzon habore. That refers to the preparedness of the body. I'm sorry, this is talking about people, excuse me. The preparedness of the body to do God's will. Ki na'aseh mora al asiya shehu beguf. Because the word na'aseh that we said we shall do, that's a physical thing, that's a body thing. Our body does. So na'aseh, that's our body. Na'aseh. V'shagam haguf mucham l'devar Hashem. Zehu dargas hamalachim. That the body as well is prepared to do God's will, and that is an angelic level. Asher kol ha-metziyu shalahem hu shalichusam la'asos ritzon habore. Because the entire mission of a malach is to do God's will. That's all they are. U'be'etzem heim muchanim lidvar Hashem. They are intrinsically prepared to do God's will, a malach. Osei devaro lishmoa b'kol devaro. They do His word, they understand or hear His word. V'zehoga dargas b'nei Yisrael. B'shas Matan Torah. This was our level of the Jewish people at Matan Torah. Kishekiblu haluchos harishonos. When we got the first luchos, shagam gufam nisalu, their body was elevated. V'nizdakhu, they were purified. Ad shena'asu gufam v'nishmasam echad, till their body and souls merged. V'amru na'aseh v'nishma, and they said na'aseh v'nishma. So just one way to conceive of this, even though this is beyond us. So we have an idea that we want to do something. We have it in our mind, then we have to carry it through with our body. And we all know there's resistance there, you have to deal with your body. It's not one. Here's the mitzvah, that's Ratzon Hashem. Now I have to get myself to do it. I have to get myself to concentrate on doing it. That's the struggle. There's no struggle there. Like, straight shot from the neshama to the goof. No resistance. No body asserting itself. Hold on a minute, I'm lazy, I'm hungry, I'm tired. There's no goof there. It's just completely pure, transparent. That's how we were at the time of the Luchos Rishonos. When one gets to this level, like at Har Sinai, where the soul shines into the body, and the body is so pure, that it becomes one with the soul, lo shayach inyan shel misa klal. Now there's no more death. That's the level of Adam before the sin. There's no death. Because death is only when we have a physical body prone to all of its physical properties. Ki kol ha'inyan shel misa ba mitzad haguf. Mortality comes from the fact that we have a physical, mortal body. Avo kishahachiyu shel haguf nimsheches meha neshama. But when the body's life is coming as a direct revelation from the neshama, and there's no interruption, there's no death there. The body is operating on different principles. Az ein misa sholeit al haguf. The body is not ruled by death. V'zeh ma'asha dorshu chazal. Now he's getting back to his original point. Chorus al haluchos. The letters were engraved deeply into the tablets. That's the pshat of the pasuk, charus, which shows that the soul completely penetrates the body. So what does that equal? Charus, freedom from death. That's how the two words are related, charus and charus. Al tikri charus ela charus. Don't read that charus, engraved, rather charus, free. Now he'll explain it like we just did. Ki ka'ashir or ha'kisav me'ir toch ha'guf me'ever le'ever. When the writing shines through the tablets from one side to the next with no interruption, no obstacle, which means our neshama shining through our guf with no obstacle, v'lo nishar chatzitza klal, no barrier, az bo'im l'cheres, that's what equals freedom. That's true cheres. There's no death, there's no yetzer hara, there's no malach hamavis, because the soul and the body are operating as one. U'kamosha b'haluchos hoya ha'neshama hu aksav, just as on the luchos, the writing, the ksav, the soul, meir toch haguf, shown into the tablets, kein b'chlal Yisrael uz be'ez kabolas haluchos, so too with the Jewish people when we got the luchos, hoya meir or ha'neshama toch haguf, the light of the neshama went into the body, ad shena aseh kosnos or, until it became clothing of light instead of clothing of skin. Now he's referring to the pasuk in Bereishis that says that Hashem gave to Adam and Chava kosnos or, clothing of or with an ayin, which means leather. He gave them nice soft leather clothing that also refers to our body, which is a clothing of skin. So he's changing the ayin to an aleph. Yeah. Kosnos or. Now that our clothing, our skin is light. That's how we were then at Matan Torah. V'haguf na'aseh echad im ha'neshama. Our body and the soul is one. V'hayu cherus mi'yetzer hara. Cherus mi'malach hamavis. Freedom from the yetzer hara. Freedom from malach hamavis. Right, so now before we get to some questions, I want to take it right into the luchos shnios, because that's what's nogea more to our personal lives. So Hadarga Sholucho Shnios, the second tablets, how are they different? Kesiv. Now it says, Moshe Rabbeinu Davin for the Jewish people, Hashem forgives us, he's going to give us the Lucho Shnios, the second one. So he says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Pesol Lucha, Shnei Luchos Avanim. You carve the Luchos. Right. The first luchos, God carved them. These luchos, pesol lecha, you have to carve them. Korishonim, just like the first one. However, this part is the same. The chasavti al haluchos, and I will write on the luchos, I meaning Hashem. Es hadavorim asher hayu al haluchos harishonim asher shibarta, the words which were on the first luchos which you broke. So the difference between the Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios is the Luchos Rishonos were made by God, the Luchos Shnios were made by Moshe. The writing was the same in both of them. It was both Kesav Hashem. So that which represents the neshama, the soul, in the luchos, that's the same. Kesav Hashem, Kesav Hashem. That which represents the body is different. Luchos Rishonos, that's God's luchos, where the neshama and the guf merge. Luchos Shnios, Moshe Rabbeinu carved those. Now that's physical. And now that represents us as well, as he will explain. B'haluchos harishonos hoya haguf haluchos min hashamayim. As we said, the first luchos were from God. V'haluchos ma'asei Elokim, even the tablets themselves. V'eitzel hashniyos kasiv pesol lecha. But with the second luchos, it says, you carve it, Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu. Shaguf haluchos yihiyu na'asim al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Alav hashalom, that the luchos were carved by Moshe. Sheya'aseh haguf, sheyihiyeh ra'ui l'kabel or ha'neshama. Now what that means here, and this is that's the line you can underline in this paragraph, is now the goal is to make the body able to receive the light of the neshama, to work on the body so it can become a worthy receptacle for the light of the soul. By luchos rishonos, it already was. It was. It was at that level. Luchos shniyos, we have to carve it. We have to carve the body. We have to shape it, refine it, so it can receive the light of the neshama. V'zehu ikur hachiluk bein haluchos harishonos lahashniyos. This is the primary distinction between the two tablets. Shebarishonos hoya gam haguf ma'asei Elokim. Ubishnios kasiv pesolacha. With the first tablets, they were made by God. The second one made by Moshe. Ki yordu madregasam b'chet ho'egel. What happened in between? The chet ho'egel. That's a pretty big event that happened in between. So we went down, yordu. Just like we did in Gan Eden when we ate from the Eitz Hadas. Because those are parallel to each other. Ukamosha isa b'chazal. Ani amarti Elohim atem achen ka'adam temusan. So that same pasuk we quoted before, when it says, I have said you are godly, ubnei Elohim, and you are children of heaven. The other pasuk says, I have said that you are godly, however, achen ka'adam temusan. You shall die like men. That means we went down. We went from our heavenly abode, luchos rishonos, kodem achet level to back to mortality, back to achar achet. Shal yidei chet ho'egel nigram misa. As a result of the chet of the golden calf, death came back into the world, just like the Eitz Hadas caused death in Gan Eden. Shehaguf yorad mimadregoso v'lohoya bibechinas malach. The body went down from its very high station. It's no longer angelic in its nature. V'lochein sholta bohem misa. Death came back. V'lochein kefi madregasam nitan lohem haluchos. So now, the luchos shenios are also an exact match of us. They're just like we are. Just like the luchos rishonos were us at that high level, the merging of body and the soul, the luchos shenios, where you have to shape the body, refine it, perfect it, to receive that light, the luchos shniyos represents us. It's a mirror image of us. Moshe Rabbeinu made it, and we were given that when he came down with them on Yom Kippur. That's when we got the luchos shniyos. Shebeluchos shniyos hoya haguf. Did I skip a line? Yeah, okay. Shebeluchos shniyos hoya haguf mino oretz. The second luchos, the body, was from the ground, from the earth, the way we recognize people. You have to carve it. V'ha'avoda shel ha'adam. So what's our avoda now? What is the pertinent message? Lezake chaguf. To constantly be involved with purifying the body. Refining the body. Sheyihiyah ro'i l'kabel or ha'neshama. So the body becomes able to receive the light of the soul. That's our avoda. That's our avoda in this world. That's why we're so involved in physical reality. Mitzvos are in this world. Torah is in this world. Because it's a long process of zikuch, of purity, refinement of the physical world to finally get it to the place where it can hold on to the Or HaNeshama. That's the Luchos Shnios reality. That's our reality. It's been the reality of the world since Matan Torah, and it will be that way all the way up to Mashiach. So it's a lot of work that we have to do. If you add that all up, from 3,000 years ago, from Matan Torah, over 3,000 years ago to now, we've been purifying, refining, working on the goof for over 3,000 years as a people. That's a big avoda that we have to do. Yeah, Regina, please.
Was the Matan Torah experience, was it given to B'nai Israel that they were in this level of Adam was, rather than having actually achieved it on their own?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. Now that ties into the Siras HaOmer period, which we're in right now. Day by day, we got a little higher. So on Pesach, many Sforim write this idea, that on Pesach night, what we got when we left Mitzrayim was an out-and-out gift from Hashem. He pulled us out of Mitzrayim with his outstretched arm. Himamish reached in there, the Baal HaTanya says, and yanked us out. He says, Roa Anetuya, outstretched arm, that's what that means. You have an image in your mind that like you have someone sinking in quicksand, so someone goes in and pulls them out. That's what Hashem did for us in Mitzrayim. So we didn't earn that. That was a gift. Sfiras HaOmer, one more thing, and then that revelation was taken away. After the first night of Pesach, it's taken away. All through the course of Sfiras HaOmer, we are day by day working our way up to that next revelation, which is at Har Sinai. So it's part of our work as well. So it really is a combination of both. Yeah, please, Meira.
Could you express that on a practical level?
Which part?
Just the sort of the purification
process. Okay, very much so.
It doesn't seem, you just count the
things. You don't see it.
Yeah, you don't see anything,
right.
Really.
Right, right. We have to train ourselves to see this. So here it is. Right, Mamish right in front of us. You got in your car this morning. Physical car, runs on gasoline. It's a piece of metal and glass. You get in the car with your physical body. You drive yourself to a shiur to learn Torah. That is purifying physical reality. Because that whole thing is part of Maaseh HaMitzvah. That whole process is part of Maaseh HaMitzvah. Everything we did is refined. It's for the sake of going to study Torah. You're in your kitchen, right, you're kneading challah, or maybe you put it in the bread machine or whatever it is, right? But nonetheless, however you do it, right? So you're making dough, and you're putting things in the oven. That's physical activity. That's purifying the physical world, because for the sake of feeding your family, people will be healthy and serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like, we're mamish in it. We're in the physical world. You take a coin and drop it into a pushka. Right, that act brings more zikuch, more purification of the physical world. We're doing it all the time, but we can't see it. So we're here in the physical world. Every act we do, which is related to Avodas Hashem, or if it's a preparation for Avodas Hashem, like driving to a shir, walking to shul, it's a hachana. It all becomes part of the same mitzius of serving God, and it furthers the refinement of our physical selves. When we say those words, we'll say for today, Hayom Arba'ah V'Arba'im Yom, Hashem Shisha Shavuos, Shnei Yomim La'Omer, just by saying those words, we actually refined our physical being, because it's a mitzvah to say it. That's what we're doing. And we have to kind of train ourselves to have that perspective. So it's not drudgery. It's really injecting purity, kedusha, and tahara into the chumristic world. Yeah, yeah. Please, Dori.
When you were talking about the Jewish people collectively in the higher world, so was it that Matan Torah, when we said Asad Mishra, the whole world sort of reached? It sounds like did it go out to the whole world like that, and then everything fell again, or did I not?
It doesn't. It's a very interesting question. I had not never thought of that. What was the impact on the rest of the world? Because it doesn't seem like it. It doesn't seem like the rest of the world was lifted, certainly in a revealed way, right? So maybe in a more hidden way. It's almost impossible to think that it didn't have an impact on the rest of the world. It has to, like, because we're living in the world, we're here. So perhaps, I'm just going to suggest this, I have to think it through a little more, that the Jewish people experienced that in a revealed way at Matan Torah. It was wide open. Hashem tore open the Shiva Rakim, we saw. The rest of the world perhaps experienced something, but in a hidden way. That's just my first thought on it, but it needs to be developed. Right, right. So, I'm not sure what that means. It's a little similar to the idea that when Kriyas Yam Suf split, that all the water in the world split. So does it mean like, so someone, you know, back in a different country was drinking a cup of water and like, zoop, you know, like happened to us at Kriyas Yam Suf? Or was that for us an open miracle and for them it was happening on a spiritual plane? I'm more inclined to say that. But that needs a little more iyun. Tzarech iyun. Yeah, Debbie, please.
This has gone off track. My grandson was just discussing the first letters ever to be written. So were these the first letters ever to be written?
By the Luchos?
Yeah.
No, because...
There was writing before.
Yeah. And yeah, there was writing.
So the writing was Hebrew letters automatically. I mean, to us, right?
Yeah, there's a question about that, but it was considered that it was Ksav Ashuris, what we call Ksav Ashuris, the same letters that a Sefer Torah is written with, that was the Ksav of the Luchos. There is some discussion about this, but that's the primary opinion, that it was Ksav Ashuris, as we know it.
And it would be, no matter what, it would both, even if the language would be Hebrew, right?
Yeah, language so Hebrew.
If there's
Sanskrit, they call it, the first language, yeah. There's a language called Sanskrit. It's like a very ancient type of writing.
It's before, you know, Hebrew.
Right, so we would disagree with that.
Okay.
Because we say that...
Yeah.
Yeah, because we say that Adam and Chava spoke Lashon HaKodesh, you know, and all other languages came from Lashon HaKodesh, right? That would be our perspective on it. But they do have these tablets, these Sanskrit tablets, which are many, many thousands of years old. In the outside world, they consider that, to my knowledge, to be the oldest ksav.
Right.
But we would say it was Lashon Kodesh for sure.
Yeah. I have one more question.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Now, the Luchos, I just imagine, I don't know at all, maybe because I heard this once, I don't know, that the first Luchos were more the absence of stone. The second was the adding of letters. Does that make sense? Because that would, to me, seems like this.
When you say the absence of stone, what do you mean?
In other words, you have a block, and then there's, you know, the airy area makes it into letters.
The letters are the air in the stone.
Yes.
Right, okay.
And the second one was letters put onto a stone.
I see. No, I had not seen that. I had not seen that. That really the ksav...
As you're saying it, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
I
didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
To my knowledge, the ksav went through in both. Right.
Okay. That's what
I'm saying. Yeah. To the best of my knowledge, yeah. Yeah, please, Alpha.
So, if they didn't have Yitzhak at the time, how is it that they did
why? The Chet HaEgel. Right, so the same thing as with Gan Eden, it was outside of them.
Right.
So it wasn't the Yetzer Hara was gone from the world. That's already a Mashiach thing. There's no more Yetzer Hara, period. But we were free from it. It was no longer coming from within the Yetzer Hara, but it was a force on the outside, like the Nochash was in Gan Eden. There was a power of Ra in the world in Gan Eden. It was called the Nochash. wasn't inside of us, it was outside. As a result of the eating from the Eitz HaDaas, we internalized that. So same thing here, we finally got all of that tumah out of us at Matan Torah. That's called by the Chachamim Paska Zuhamasan, the Zuhama, which means the tumah stopped, it was completely expelled. So now it's out there, like it was before the Chet, but still there in the world. And as a result of that, one more time, we unfortunately made a serious mistake, an Aveira, and when we did that, we once again internalized it, just like happened in Gan Eden. Yeah. It's like, almost had it. Yes, please, I think we can take one more. Yeah, Regina, please.
Huh?
Yes.
And they said if you would put a bunch of people who had no language, like children, in an isolated place, that they would come up speaking Hebrew.
That's interesting.
That was natural thing in the world. Uh-huh. Other thing I
want to ask you, let me just comment on that for a minute, Regina. So that statement, the first teaching that you said, is mentioned by the Baal HaTanya, that he says when Adam named the animals in Gan Eden, that's what he did. He saw the essence of the creature. He saw into its essence, and that was its name.
Right. And the other thing is, it says that the world would not stand except for the learning of Torah.
Mm-hmm.
So what about before people were learning, or if they were learning from not being commanded, like before God said Torah?
Right.
Does that count?
It does count. There's still Torah before Matan Torah. That's like the Chazal that the Avos kept Torah even before Torah was given. They were not commanded, but it's still in the world. It's still present because the world was created by means of the Torah. Hashem looked into Torah, Yistako Baraisa. What's that? It was in the world. Yeah, they had Nevuah, right? Avraham Avinu had Nevuah. He created the world.
The world created, and then Hashem put the Torah in it, or was the Torah like up in some spiritual sphere?
That. It's that. The Torah was first. The Torah preceded creation, so to speak. A couple of things did. So did Tshuva, but Torah is one of them. So the world was created based on that higher form of Torah, and God made it a world. So the world corresponds exactly to the Torah. Then in that physical world that God had made it based on the Torah, Hashem then reveals the Torah to it. That's Matan Torah. So God is revealing to us who are standing at Har Sinai the very source of our own lives and of the whole world. He's opening up the Shiva Rikim and we see it. So it's a revelation of Torah. He's revealing to us that which is at the essence of creation. That's Matan Torah. That's like the Sfas was saying. It's more than he said, Anochi Hashem Elokeichem. It's that he revealed that to us and we saw it. Okay, Yashar Koach. All right, just a moment about some dates because I want to let you know what's coming up here. Well, we know that Matan Torah is coming up. Right? So I think hopefully you'll have been a little bit more prepared. All right, so next Thursday is Shavuos. All right, so we don't have Shiur, right? We have the big Shiur next week, Matan Torah. The Thursday after that, which is June 12th, thanks a lot, Gil.
I'm going to be out of town. All right, so no Shiur then.